to the weather story now. We've been reporting for the last week or so the up and downs, mostly ups, of the temperature readings in the Midwest and particularly the East Coast, where supposedly the heat wave is going to ease over the next 18 hours or so, but it's still going strong in the Midwest and the South. Brad Shogren joins us from Lindsberg, Kansas. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
And, you know, the thermometer may bounce around, but this drought has had some permanent impacts if we're talking about your 2,000-acre farm.
That's correct.
So what's a total loss at this point, and what can't you recover, even if things turn around in the next couple of weeks?
The dryland corn, we raise both irrigated and dryland corn. The dryland corn is basically lost. It's beyond recovery. We've had 20-some days now of 100-plus degree temperatures, and the forecast for this week is for the same. So we did receive just a small shower last night. We had 40 hundredths an inch of rain last night, but that's not going to be enough to bring the crop back.
So
our crop is about 3 feet tall and white, and some of it's pollinated, some of it hasn't. And so the dryland crop is basically a disaster.
Now, how about the wheat and the soybeans?
Our wheat fared fairly well this year. The soybeans are hanging on, but there are big droughty spots in them that are starting to show now. And unless we get some significant rain, I would give them another week or 10 days before they're beyond any hope either.
Now, are you seeing that this weather in the United States is spiking prices for some of the commodities that are affected? And, you know, is the world capable of sort of filling in the gaps of farms like yours and the losses from this drought?
Oh, yes. We've definitely seen a price increase on our commodities. And it's been pretty volatile for the last 2 or 3 years the demand's increased for our commodities. And we just have to learn to raise more and more. This is a cycle. I mean, we have droughts every now and then. So, you know, when we have supply concerns, we'll just have to ration our demand a little bit. But I think we have the ability to produce. We just have to be cautious that when years like this come.
Finally, this has been a test of some of these new drought-resistant varieties of corn. Any luck there?
Yes, and they do show some promise. When you reach the severity of what this drought is, when we started this drought back in August of last year, so we had no subsoil moisture, but the crop does need water to grow and produce, and no matter how drought tolerant it is, it does need some moisture to continue to grow.
So
we have seen and we'll have some production on some of our dry land ground, but a lot of it's lost.
That's good to hear. 30 years in the farming game, have you seen anything like this?
Yeah, it's been about 30 years ago in 1980. We had a similar summer to where it was hot and dry, and we had temperatures even more extreme than we did this summer back then.
Well, I'm sad to contemplate that this year is bringing back some of those bad memories. Brad Shogren, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Brad Shogren is a corn, wheat, soybean, sunflower, alfalfa, and sorghum farmer in Lindsberg, Kansas, looking at the drought and not smiling.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.